Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us, give us a call right now. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. And as a Georgia Bulldog, I know you're probably going to be watching TV tonight.
I will be watching TV tonight. I will be watching that, and I just solicit our audience to be pulling for the Georgia Bulldogs. I know going to have Alabama fans write to us. Let's pull as Basic Gospel Nation. Let's pull for Bulldog Nation to take the national championship. I was a senior at the University of Georgia when we won our first national championship and actually went to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans and watched Georgia beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And it was a marvelous game. And, boy, New Orleans was painted red and black that weekend. And we've been waiting for 37 years for another chance.
Kinda so, like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. So, yes, I will be in front of the TV. Good friends, Doug and Sharon. Sharon gave me some red and black slippers, so I'll be wearing those tonight as well.
Richard, all he needed was an excuse.
That's right. That's
you know, if they win, he'll never take those slippers off.
Right.
He'll be here at work every day.
Every day. And, oh, my goodness. But, yes, it's going to be an exciting game. But we need to get to the important stuff.
Yes,
and that important stuff is the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, our theme this year is established. You know, the Bible, the apostles, they worked diligently. The Word of God was written in such a way to establish people firm in the faith, knowing that Jesus is God, knowing that the Word of God is authoritative in life, knowing that God's love could never leave us or forsake us, that we're fully alive in Christ, totally forgiven, righteous. That's the faith. That's what Christ has accomplished for us. And these apostles wrote to establish believers in that truth. And that's one of our goals here at Basic Gospel, is to deliver the good news, to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can, with the goal in mind to establish people firm in their faith, so that they know that they know that they know. John wrote, "I write to you so that you may know you have eternal life." Yeah. We want you to know that you have eternal life. We want to crush those doubts. We want to wipe away the fear of punishment that might be there inside of you and give you that solid assurance. And it all gets back to really understanding the basics. And our bold statement for this year is that you cannot grow in grace or grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't have the basics right. Now, the apostles understood this. We talked about that last week with the apostle Peter. We're going to take a look at Paul today. In chapter 3 of his letter to the Philippians, he wrote this, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Now, to write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you." So Paul doesn't have any problem writing the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah. Why? Because there was a safety factor for the believers at Philippi. I mean, there were so many folks coming in and trying to lure them away from the purity of the gospel message. And he talks about those folks. He says, look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. These were the Judaizers. These were the legalists. These were those who were saying, if you want to be a true Christian, you have to act like me, and you have to look like me, and you have to, you know, do the things that I do. And so they were trying to move people away from the purity of the gospel. And Paul said, watch out for those folks. They're not your friends. They're not there to bring you good benefits to your life. So watch out. And then he says this, for we are the real circumcision, So here were these Judaizers trying to say to the Gentiles, you need to be circumcised physically like we are. I mean, that's the real mark of spirituality. And if you're going to be a genuine Christian, you have to follow this practice. And Paul says, no. Here's what distinguishes genuine believers. And it's these three things. And he says, first, we are those who worship by the Spirit of God. So we're not following a bunch of rules and regulations. We have listened to the Spirit's testimony about Jesus, and we're following what the Spirit has to say. We're serving what the Spirit has to say. And that's what this word worship is all about, to serve.
Yes.
It's the same word in Romans 12:1 that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable act of service.
Yes.
So we worship by the Spirit of God. We glory in Christ Jesus. We're recognizing the truth that salvation is in Christ and in Christ alone, that forgiveness is in Christ alone, that righteousness is in Christ alone. And really, that's going to become the theme of the rest of this letter, or the rest of this chapter, the righteousness that is found in Christ. So we glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. In other words, we've been humbled. We've realized we have nothing to offer, that no one, that me, you, no one will be declared righteous in the sight of God through obedience to the law. So we're putting no confidence in our human effort, no confidence in the flesh whatsoever. Those are the distinguishing marks. And that genuine belief is a result of understanding the basics. It's understanding what Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And Paul went on to say in verse 8, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes from faith, or through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
Yeah.
So what is the basic here? What is the essential that we need to know? That our righteousness is a gift of God that is given to us through Christ as we respond to him in faith. It's not something we earn. It's not something we merit. It's something we receive as a gift. So, believer, if you're in Christ, Christ is in you, and you have the righteousness of Christ. You are in right standing with God. That's good news. Don't let anybody try to move you away from that firm, solid foundation of righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Very, very vital admonition, Bob. Thank you for those words. As we get Basic Gospel underway today, we're glad you're with us. I want to remind you that this Friday on Basic Gospel, we hope you'll be here, as we're going to start a new series from the book of Hebrews. Should be a great study, and we hope that you'll tell your family and friends to join us as well. That's this coming Friday here on Basic Gospel. Right now, open lines 844-322-2742. That's the toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. We'd love for you to call right now. Michael did, as a matter of fact, over the weekend. Let's listen to his call right now.
Name's Michael. Well, I was just wondering, when we have the Holy Spirit, is there anything that the Holy Spirit may leave us for any reason? That's my question.
Well, Michael, thanks for calling, and that is an excellent question. We see back in the Old Testament, for example, in Psalm 51, where David had prayed, Lord, please do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Now, it's a different dispensation, a different covenant back then. Saul had been anointed king, and Saul went rogue, basically, and God said, I'm not going to have that. And so he withdrew the Spirit. Yes. That was upon Saul for that particular function. Now, David was named king, and so the Spirit was upon David. And the Spirit was upon David for him to carry out that function as king of Israel. And so he had seen what had happened to Saul, and he prayed, Lord, please don't take your Spirit from me. Well, the Spirit was upon David. In this new covenant, the Spirit is in us. So we've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the gift of God's Spirit indwells us. So the Spirit is within us, and he's promised he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that is good news. And here's what Paul says about this Spirit that is within us. In verse 17 of chapter 6 of his letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians, he says this, "But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one Spirit with him." So back in the old covenant, the Spirit came upon people, came alongside them to help them. In this new covenant, the Spirit comes to live inside of us, and we become one in spirit with him. So our human spirit is fused with the Holy Spirit, and we become one. And so that's a forever transaction. So once that happens, we're fully alive in Christ. Christ is fully alive in us, and that's the way we're going to be eternally. So the Spirit is always going to be with us when we mess up, and we are going to mess up. The Holy Spirit is simply going to work in our hearts and minds to show us how to move on from there. It's kind of like a GPS. If you make a wrong turn, going on, you know, on your directions to get to point B, well, the GPS just recalibrates, doesn't it? Yeah. And says, hey, we're still going to get you to point B, but we're going to take a new direction. Now, that's the way the Holy Spirit works with us. When we get off in the weeds, as you say often, Richard, and we do, the Holy Spirit says, I'm still getting you to point B, and that point B is conform to the image of Christ Jesus. Yeah. So a wrong turn that we make doesn't mess the Spirit's job up inside of us. He's still going to get us to point
still
B.
Still going to get us there.
Yeah, we can count on that. So no, there's no way that once you are born again of the Spirit of God, once the Spirit has come to live inside of you, the Spirit will never depart from you. Yeah. He is the deposit guaranteeing your eternal inheritance, as Paul said in Ephesians 1:13-14. Paul said in Galatians that God has sent forth his Spirit inside of you, and he cries out, Abba, Father. And so that's so important for us, because when we mess up, we're wondering, are we really God's children? And the Spirit of God inside of us bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God.
I love that GPS illustration, because if you take a wrong turn, it doesn't get angry at you. And, of course, when we do that and take a wrong turn, the Holy Spirit doesn't get angry
at us. That's
exactly
right.
It just gets us there in a different way.
Yes, indeed.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. If you have a question, give us a call, 844-322-2742. You know, friends, your prayers and your support will help keep Basic Gospel on the air and online every day. And when you make your gift to support this ministry, be sure to ask for your copy of The Basic Gospel. There's a key sentence in the liner notes of this new book. It says, if you don't have the basics right, you will never grow and mature as a believer. Well, of course, here at Basic Gospel, as Bob said, our hope is for everyone to have those basics down, those essential truths, so that we all can move forward growing in God's love and grace. So ask for your copy of The Basic Gospel when you make your gift this month. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We would love for you to partner with us in this message that you hear every day right here on Basic Gospel. Another call came in over the weekend, guys, and we're going to hear it right now.
Hey, guys, two questions. Number one is, what do you think Paul's infirmity was? And number two is, I know Peter was the rock and he was crucified upside down, but Joseph of Arimathea kind of thought the different way, like Christ had already paid the price, so he left And I'm thinking, which one was right? Anyway, thanks for taking my call. God bless you. Bye.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Those are interesting questions.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So as far as Peter being crucified, the Lord indicated that that was going to be kind of the way he would die, and we read that in John 21. So Peter had denied the Lord three times after Jesus was raised from the dead. He went to Peter on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he basically restored him. They had the meal with the fish, and Jesus took Peter and said, "Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep." And he said that three different times. And I think it's one of the most poignant moments in all of Scripture. And we had the opportunity to be on that shoreline earlier last year in February. And boy, it just moved me to tears. And because we've all failed the Lord, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
We've all made a mess of things. And yet to realize the tenderness, the compassion, and the heart of Jesus Christ himself to come to Peter personally and say, I know you love me, and I know you're giving it your all, but here's what I want. I want you to feed my sheep. I'm not going to throw you on the garbage heap as somebody who tried. I'm going to do my work through you, and here's what it is. I want to feed my sheep through you. And it's like unbelievable to think God wants to do the same with me. And if you're listening today, God wants to do the same with you. And it doesn't matter what's gone on in your life. It doesn't matter. If you're in Christ, Christ is in you. He's saying, I still want to feed the sheep through you. That's such a marvelous truth. And then he goes on and he says, here's what's going to happen. And down in verse 18 of John chapter 21, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you were old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. And this he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, follow me. So here's what was up ahead for Peter. This had nothing to do with dying for sins or anything like that. Jesus had already died for the sins of the world. He took them away once and for all. He just knew that Peter and all of these other apostles, because they were going to speak the name of Jesus, they were going to proclaim the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. He knew that they were going to suffer on his behalf. And all of them were martyred, except for the Apostle John, and he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. So all of them experienced horrific deaths. Now, Peter experienced a crucifixion. Now, we're not sure if it was upside down or not. That's what legend says. I think there is a writing called the Acts of Peter that showed up that describe it that way. Some of the early church fathers never recognized that happened, so it could have, we're not sure. But we do know that he was crucified on a Roman cross. That was the form of execution back in that day, and so Peter would have experienced that just as Jesus said. So he wasn't dying for our sins. Christ had already done that. He finished his work. He said, it is finished. This was just Peter being martyred for proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. And he had another question, didn't he?
Yeah, something about Joseph of Arimathea choosing to leave. And we have no information about that. It's not talked about in the Bible.
Right.
Joseph of Arimathea provided the tomb. That's the extent of what we know of him, according to Scripture.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, again, you've tuned to Basic Gospel. I had a question from Marina that came in through our Facebook page. Guys, she says, I was wondering if you can help me with an issue I've been dealing with. My husband and I have been together for almost 4 years, married for 7 months. I have always had an issue with his younger brother, his wife, and my mother-in-law. I have reached the point where I have no faith or hope that they will change. I desperately want to restore my faith and hope in them. I've always been a hopeful person, forgiving, but I'm also lost. I'm so lost and confused on how I can move forward. Do you have any advice? This is from Marina, who wrote to us through Facebook.
Marina, excellent question, and something that a lot of us face, how to deal with family, how to deal with in-laws, how to deal with those sort of things. And one thing to note in the way that she posed the question, I've lost all hope that they will change. Well, that's we need to change. That's where we need to start right there. It's not you want them to change in order for the relationship to be better or for you to be happy or that sort of thing. And so if you're looking for them to change, then every time that you're going to get with them, you're going to make a judgment on whether they've changed or not.
Yeah.
And if they haven't changed, then that's going to fuel those ill feelings that you have toward them. So you have to look and say, hey, here's who they are. Here's how they act. If I'm going to love them, if I'm going to serve them, if I'm going to accept them, I got to accept them exactly the way they are. I can't expect anything differently. So you need to say, hey, God, do you have what it takes to work inside of me to love them in spite of what they are? And God would say, absolutely. And so in any relationship, it's not, hey, Lord, get them to change. It's, Lord, work inside of me so that this relationship can be enjoyable. And so that's where you need to start, Marina, is how the Lord can work in you. Mm-hmm. And believe me, if you recognize how much he loves you and you recognize how much he loves them, and let that be the foundation for this relationship. If you envelop this relationship in God's love, you will see it changing in ways that you never dreamed possible. So step back from trying to change them,
yeah.
or expecting change from them, and simply keep your focus on the love of Christ and yeah. envelop this relationship in the love of Christ,
yeah,
Richard.
If she's not already there, she's very close to some bitterness
yes.
that is going to wreak havoc with her own life, with her husband, with his family. Gotta let go of that. And only in yeah. Christ can you let go of it. This isn't, you know, first, don't be surprised if when you pray, help me love these people, that God says to you or the Spirit says to you, well, here's what I want you to change.
Yes, yes.
Oops.
Yes, yes.
But it's going to happen. And if you walk by faith in that, you're going to love the
yeah.
result.
Yeah. So it really gets back to the simplicity of we go through life with unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
This person, I expect this person to change. That's unrealistic. Well, if you go through life with that, you've set yourself up for constant disappointment, for fear, anger, self-pity, those sort of things. Man, get rid of that expectation,
yeah.
and I guarantee you, you'll see the relationship change.
Absolutely. I want to remind you, friends, that we have a great app that will keep you in contact every day with Basic Gospel. Just go on the Apple App Store, and you can download it today. You can listen to the live broadcast every day. You can make a donation. You can do it all with the Basic Gospel app. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Hope you also remember that we're streaming live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day, and I hope you take advantage of that venue as well. Please keep in mind also, friends, that this ministry is listener supported, and we're grateful to each of you who believe in the message that you hear on Basic Gospel every day, who lovingly support it through your gifts. And as you live in the love and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may he richly bless your gifts through Basic Gospel. If you haven't joined with us yet to help share this good news every day, we hope that you will. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And when you do, ask for your copy of The Basic Gospel, Essential Truths for You to Grow in God's Love. Bob, just a few seconds. Special program coming up Friday with Book of Hebrews. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's an exciting book. We've had the opportunity to teach through it before. It's a book that'll change your life.
Yeah.
And we're just pumped to work through it. We'll have some study materials for you. And Let's make this the biggest radio Bible study in the planet.
That's
and join together
yeah.
and work through the book of Hebrews.
We'll see you tomorrow, friends. Take care. Bye-bye.